And if you have, let's say, an alcoholic who has a pancreatic pseudocyst, then you drain it via ERCP. It's just something that shows up. 42-year-old woman, and she's had diffuse abdominal pain. She's got a fever of 101. She's tachy, tachypneic, and high leukocytes. And they tell you she hasn't passed a bowel movement in 5 days. What kind of imaging could you order in this patient?
An X-ray.
Good. Why are you going to order an abdominal X-ray?
You're looking for casts.
Perfect. So let's say the abdominal X-ray shows a 12-centimeter cecum and dilation of the colon.
That's toxic megacolon.
Perfect. And then the next best step in management is what?
Surgery.
Good, laparotomy. That's what they want. Okay. When are you gonna give low dose heparin prophylaxis versus therapeutic heparin dose when we talk about like someone with venous disease?
You give low dose before they go to surgery, and you give the like prophylactically, and you give the therapeutic dose if they have an actual DVT.
Amazing. Perfect. So that's amazing. So let's say, how do you diagnose venous disease?
That is with the ultrasound. What's it called? Doppler. Well, we called it Doppler, duplex
It's
ultrasound.
duplex ultrasound.
Yeah.
So duplex ultrasound. And let's say duplex ultrasound of the legs shows venous occlusive disease. What's the next best step in the management of that venous disease?
I mean, one of the steps is compression stockings. I don't know if that's
Yeah.
next or not.
That is the answer, yes.
Oh.
So they give you like, just medial malleolus ulcer, like a venous ulcer, and brawny edema, stasis dermatitis, and they ask you for the next best step in diagnosis and choose duplex ultrasound and it shows occlusive disease. But there's no active DVT or anything, right? You're just gonna do compression stockings. That's the same treatment for varicose veins, compression stockings. Now let's say they tell you there's a painful, palpable cord at the ankle in somebody with venous disease. What's the next best step? I'll give you two answers. Are you going to choose compression stockings or are you going to choose subcutaneous enoxaparin?
Subcutaneous enoxaparin.
Great. So that's superficial thrombophlebitis and you have to manage it with heparin the same way you would a DVT. Whereas compression stockings is if they don't have an active occlusion slash clot. And you said you diagnosed arterial disease. How?
The
Followed by.
arteriography.
And then you said the first before you start treatment, you do what?
You do stress test and then they start on
And
exercise.
then after the exercise.
Then they do the one I never know how to pronounce, the celastazole.
Great. Basodilator. So what is empyema?
That is a cavity that was there before that fills with pus.
Perfect. So a previously existing cavity filled with pus. So in terms of pulmonary empyema, like how does somebody get that?
If they had maybe tuberculosis or a fungal, I don't know if there's a cavity in their lungs from some previous disease.
Well, that would be like an abscess, right?
Okay.
So if you have a cavity like in the lung, that's an abscess because it wasn't there before. But if you have, let's say, pus in the pleural space, that's empyema, right?
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
So empyema tends to occur after an pneumonia. So you have a sequence of pneumonia, and then a paraneumonic effusion, then an empyema. So the paraneumonic effusion is going to be exudative, increased LDH, increased protein, decreased glucose. And I want you to know that the biggest predictor of a progression of that paraneumonic effusion to an empyema is what?
Something about the effusion.
It's low pH of the fluid.
Oh, the pH.
Yeah, low pH. So pH under 7.1 of the pleural fluid is the best predictor of a progression to empyema. Any pus collection, the answer is always drain it, first line. So even if they were to give you like an abscess, empyema, no matter what it is, and they have like, what do you do next? And they have like choice A, antibiotics, choice B, like incision and drainage or surgical drainage, right? And you might be thinking, well, yeah, I would drain it, but shouldn't I at least just give antibiotics first? On the USMLE, the answer is just drain.
Okay.
Okay.